There is underway in this country, in this city, and around the world, this developing protest. What do you make of it?
I make of it that people are unhappy. The protest itself doesn't seem to be totally coherent, but there is a feeling, which I've been a little surprised has not been expressed more forcibly before, of the distribution of income, which has changed very radically in the last 10 or 15 years. And you have a situation in the United States where there's been almost no growth in real income for the average family for 10 or 15 years. But way at the upper end of the income distribution, there's been an enormous increase. Kind didn't take place in my lifetime or even in your lifetime.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it seems almost unbelievable when you look at the charts. The only thing that came close to it is 1928-1929. And of course, you look at the charts, what happened in 1930, a little ominous. But
does that worry you in a sense? If you look at income disparity in America today, and in some cases around the world, in other cases around the world, and you look at it and you see parallels that led into the Great Depression?
Well, I think both of those occasions were marked by excesses in financial markets.
Right.
And a lot of that concentration of income came in financial markets.
Well, we just said there's been an excess in financial markets.
That's right. And then in 28 and 29, there was an excess mostly in the stock market. It's simpler. But you had this great boom in the stock market, which gave rise to a lot of wealth temporarily.